Today's scripture reading is Luke 19, 28 to 40. Jesus comes to Jerusalem as king. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethpage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' say, 'The Lord needs it.' Those who were sent ahead went and found it, just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owner asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They replied, 'The Lord needs it.' They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down to the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' 'I tell you,' he replied, 'if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out.'"
Please pray with me. Eternal God, quiet within us all mortal voices, that through the story of the Passion and by the power of your Holy Spirit, we may have the same mind that was in Christ Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. So when I sat down to prepare this sermon, I go through it the first time and I just sort of like see what sort of speaks to me. I noticed this is a pretty busy and loud place. Preschool kiddos, you know, they giggle and shriek with joy as only preschoolers can. Their little feet stomp as they play red light, green light on their way to meet Billy Joe. The 12-step groups meet below me, and I hear their laughter, their applause, their tears, their deep silences. PA Connect has been practicing a dance routine here for putting on the Ritz. It's been going on for the last month or so, and the sounds of music and dancing in this sacred space brings joy to me, smiles to the faces of the group that meets. I'm also often here on Thursday evenings when the choir practices, and the piano and the voices waft upstairs to serenade me in my study. And all of these things provide to me proof of Jesus' presence in this place. But sometimes, just sometimes, I'd like a quiet space, clear of distractions, where I can just concentrate and think. Or maybe take a peaceful little nap in between meetings. But the people and groups that we host in this space, they can't stop. They won't stop. They won't stop being their vibrant, authentic, God-given selves. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I can't stop them. I won't stop them. Amidst the din of activity here at Glenshaw Valley, I realized that there were actually two kingly entrances into Jerusalem that Passover week. So because Passover is the celebration of God's deliverance of the Hebrew people from Egyptian slavery, Caesar sent Pilate to Jerusalem to make sure it didn't get too rowdy, let's say, you know, that the Hebrews remembered their place as Roman subjects and they didn't get any crazy ideas about rebelling. So Pilate came in from the west, sent by Caesar in this gaudy glory of imperial power. Expensive robes, shiny jewels, thoroughbred horses, fast chariots, polished armor, weapons of destruction. Jesus, on the other hand, comes from the east. He's a commoner. He's wearing dusty, frayed, ordinary robe, well-worn sandals. He's riding a donkey, a borrowed donkey, nonetheless. And he is empty-handed. The crowd sees Jesus and they remember Zechariah 9, which says, "See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem. The battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. A king of peace who will dismantle the weaponry of war." You can see this clash of the kingdoms here. Caesar or Christ? Caesar's kingdom is based on domination and ruthless power, the kind of kingship that Jesus refused when he was tempted in the wilderness. The kingdom of God, on the other hand, the one that Jesus preaches, is based on justice, mercy, the love of a God. And just like the crowds of Jerusalem that Passover week, we have our choice. Pax Romana or Pax Christi. As Jesus enters Jerusalem, the multitude of disciples begin joyfully shouting with praise. "Hosanna! Hosanna! Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord!" The whooping and hollering of the crowd made for quite a scene. But these songs of peace somehow created some anxiety. And some of the Pharisees want the crowd to hush, like, "Ooh, turn it down a few notches." Maybe they're trying to warn Jesus of the danger that such a demonstration has. You know, this moment is just too political, and the empire is going to retaliate against the entire nation if they keep this up. Or maybe the Pharisees are just embarrassed by this wild and ecstatic praise. And I think that's something that us frozen chosen here might relate to. Maybe they disagree with the inference that Jesus is the Messiah. It really doesn't matter what their reasoning is. The crowd can't stop. They won't stop. The Pharisees ask Jesus for help in getting the people to calm down, and Jesus says, "The people cannot stop. They can't stop." And Jesus won't stop them. Jesus tells them, "I tell you, even if these were silent, the stones would shout out. Even if the oppressive powers want to silence it, all of creation is crying out with praise. The truth is just too good to have its mouth shut. What they're feeling is too important. It's the kind of thing that just has to come out, regardless of whether or not it makes other people uncomfortable. Even if the disciples fall away due to cowardice or complacence, God is going to raise up even more." We've got two new disciples joining our ranks today. God has definitely brought them here. As we begin our walk through Holy Week, let us ask, what can't be silenced? What must be said? What are the things that we just cannot be quiet about? What's bubbling up within us that we have to give voice to? Are there faith questions? Apologies? Issues of justice or truth-telling? What has been keeping us from being our most honest and genuine selves? We can't stop. We won't stop crying out loud, shouting, and making whatever noise we need to proclaim the news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.